The opening lesson made a claim. AI systems speak in probabilities, and statistics is the discipline for reasoning about them honestly. 13 lessons later, you have the whole vocabulary. This capstone does not introduce new machinery. It walks everything you have learned into a real machine learning workflow, shows where each tool lands, draws a clean line to where the next track picks up, and returns to the through line that has run under the entire track. The tools mapped to the workflow. A machine learning project moves through stages, and a statistical idea from this track sits at each one. Before modeling, you understand the data. You compute its center and spread, lesson two. Look at its shape in a histogram to catch skew and outliers, lesson three. And check which features move together to spot redundancy, lesson four. You look at the distribution of the labels because a class imbalance is the base rate situation from lesson one that will make a naive accuracy number lie. The model's outputs are probabilities. A classifier estimates a conditional probability, P label given the inputs, the idea from lesson six. And because a model is a correlation finding engine, lesson four, you stay alert that it learns associations, not causes, and may latch onto a spurious signal that breaks when the world shifts. Training is the pursuit of an expected value. A loss function is an expected error to push down. A reward is an expected payoff to push up. Lesson eight. When the system needs a model of random noise or initial weights, the normal distribution is the default. Lesson nine. Evaluation is statistical inference, and this is the heart of it. Here, every tool from the final phase comes together. A model's test set is a sample, and its accuracy on that set is a statistic estimating the true accuracy on all future data, lesson 11. The train/test split is, at bottom, a sampling problem. That accuracy has a standard error, so you report it as a confidence interval, not a bare number. Lesson 12. On a small test set, the interval is wide, which is the honest message. Deciding whether a new model genuinely beats the old one is a hypothesis test. Is the difference real or just the luck of this test set? Lesson 13. Shipping a change to half your users and comparing is an A/B test, the same machinery. Reading the result, you refuse to fool yourself. You combine a detector's output with the base rate before believing it, lessons 1 and 7. You remember that a p-value is not the probability a result is a fluke, and that significant is not the same as meaningful, lesson 13. You do not read correlation as causation, lesson 4. Every one of these is a guard against a confident number that does not mean what it appears to. A claim walked through the tools. Put it together on one sentence you might actually read. Our new model is 94% accurate, significantly better than the old model's 92%. The track teaches you to ask, in order, 94% on what and how much. It is a point estimate from a test set, lesson 11. How large was the set? What is the confidence interval, lesson 12? On a small set, 94% might carry an interval of several points. Is the two-point gap real? That is a hypothesis test, lesson 13. With a small test set, the gap can sit inside the noise. With a large one, it can be solid. Significance depends on the sample size. Is 94% even good here? It depends on the base rate, lessons 1 and 7. If 94% of cases are one class, a model that always guesses that class scores 94% and does nothing. And is significantly better meaningful? Significant is not large, lesson 13. A two-point gain might be real and still not worth the cost of shipping it. Four questions, four tools, and a claim that sounded settled is now something you can actually evaluate. That is what this track was for. Where this track ends and the next begins. A clean boundary, so you know what you have and what you do not. This track gives you the statistical thinking that surrounds machine learning, understanding data before modeling, reading model outputs as probabilities, recognizing training as the pursuit of an expected value and evaluating results as inference. That is a complete and portable skill set for reasoning about any AI system. The specific toolkit for scoring a trained classifier, the confusion matrix, precision and recall, AROC and AUC curves, and the bias variance trade-off belongs to the classical machine learning track in its model evaluation phase. Those tools build directly on the inference ideas you just learned. An accuracy is a sample estimate, a comparison is a test. But they are the modeling tracks to teach, and we hand them off there on purpose rather than duplicate them. If this capstone leaves you wanting the precision recall and ROC machinery, that track is exactly where to go next. The through line. Return to where you started. The first lesson said statistics is not a bag of formulas, but the discipline of not fooling yourself about uncertainty. And every lesson since has been an instance of it. The base rate trap is refusing to be fooled by a confident test. The mean versus median choice is refusing to be fooled by a skewed average. The confidence interval is refusing to be fooled by a precise-looking point estimate. The p-value cautions are refusing to be fooled by the word significant. This matters more, not less, in the age of AI, because AI automates inference at scale. A model makes millions of probabilistic judgments a day, and it can be confidently wrong in exactly the ways this track taught you to catch. Understanding statistics is what lets you tell when an AI system is genuinely working from when it is fooling you and itself. That is the most valuable thing you can carry out of here. Common pitfalls: reading a metric as exact. A reported accuracy is a sample estimate with an interval. Treating it as the precise truth ignores everything phase four taught. Confusing significant with meaningful. A real but tiny improvement can be statistically significant and not worth shipping. Always ask about the effect size. Ignoring the base rate. A high accuracy or a confident flag can be near worthless when the target is rare or the classes are imbalanced. Reading a model's correlations as causes. Models find associations. Treating them as causal is how spurious signals get trusted until they break. What you should remember. The track's tools map onto the ML workflow. Describe data, lessons 2-4. Read outputs as conditional probabilities, lesson 6. Train toward an expected value, lesson 8. And evaluate as inference, lessons 11-13. Model evaluation is statistical inference. A test set is a sample, a metric is an estimate with a confidence interval, and comparing models is a hypothesis test. The train/test split is a sampling problem. Read any model claim by asking about the base rate, the confidence interval, significance, and effect size. The four questions that turn a settled-sounding number into something you can actually judge. The model scoring toolkit: confusion matrix, precision, recall, ROC, bias variance, belongs to the classical machine learning track. This track gives the statistical thinking layer it builds on. The through line: statistics is the discipline of not fooling yourself about uncertainty. And in the age of AI, which automates inference at scale, that discipline is how you tell a system that works from one that only looks like it does.